Hello, welcome back.
What?
To the morning report?
Oh yeah, let's do our introduction at the beginning.
Yeah. Have we ever?
No.
We never have.
No.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because we have another guest today.
Woo!
And so we're trying very hard to pretend we're professionals.
Yes. We're here, we're prepared, we know what we're doing.
And our guest is Lily!
Yay! Welcome. Thank you for being a part of our show.
Thanks for letting me be here.
We're happy about the impending chaos.
I am. I'm excited.
I always get so nervous in the beginnings.
Oh, why?
Like stage fright.
Oh.
But like indigestion.
A good stage fright, yeah. The one that just kind of buries
down. You could stand
down
on the table and we could make it like be real stage fright, because then you'd be standing on a stage. We could sit back and stare at you.
So my band professor actually did that to me one year. So he was like, you're a first chair oboe. You should know how to do this. You shouldn't be scared. And he's like, stand up on your chair and play your solo. And I was like, how about not? But I had to, because he was going to kick me out if I didn't. That was the worst.
No.
That was the worst. That's not the right way to do that. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
I have a band story. Because I was in band until seventh grade. Seventh grade was my last year in band. And I was constantly the new kid. Like, I moved every 6 months to a year. So I was always picked on. People were not kind to the new kid when you were young and in school.
They are not.
And so I was also kind of a sensitive child. And they were, like, at the beginning of the year... It was a new school, plus I was in a new instrument, because I'd started playing the clarinet instead of whatever it was I was playing the year before, which I can't remember. But it was my first woodwind. I'd always played brass before that. So they were, like, making me, like, stand up and introduce myself and talk about myself, whatever. So I have no problem doing this. But I also didn't know anybody, so I didn't know what to expect either. And this seventh grade class was mostly just a bunch of assholes. And they continued to be a bunch of assholes. Which is fine, I'm still friends with them. I mean, they're nice assholes, they're my assholes.
But they're still assholes.
But they're still assholes. And I was like 13, and I, at the end of this standing up to talk about myself, one of the guys like yanks the chair out from under me. So of course I fall down. With my instrument. My clumsy ass. I took out like... The music stands next to me because my arms were flailing
to catch myself.
And I just stood up and I was like, I'm gonna cry. So I went into the band director's office and I just stared there and cried.
Baby Crystal.
But I was avenged. The band director paddled him and I got to hear it.
Good.
Because it was definitely still in the time of corporal punishment for children at school.
I will say that there are times where I wish that was still a thing, because there are kids who need that. The kids that pull chairs out from underneath your $1,000 instruments.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel like no matter what, they're still going to be assholes.
Yeah, they're still going to be assholes.
They'll just be upset.
But they might evolve into nice assholes.
I mean, not that kid. That kid and I are not friends. I'm friends with most of the other assholes from there, because there was only like 15 of us in the class.
Were you in band? Did you do band? I could see you as a clarinet.
No, I wanted to.
Or a flute.
I went to a really small, really weird high school.
Weird. Yeah.
It was only 400 students total.
Where was it?
In South Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was like a charter high school on a college campus. So like we got to take college classes that did double credit.
You're smart.
And
that's how come you have all these cool like school shit stories?
Yeah.
Like you've done so much cool shit.
Because I went to this random little like... You know, blob of a high school on a college campus. And no, I was a varsity cheerleader my freshman year.
Wow.
And then I wasn't any good. It's just they were so small, that's all they had.
Okay.
That's the kind of cheerleader I would have been too.
I was varsity by default. I think I was only on the team by default as well.
I was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
That
came off like a lot more condescending than
I took it as Denise was a good cheerleader. I was more of a support cheerleader.
You know, I can
which
see
is what I would
you
be.
And Denise both with cheerleader personalities. That's so funny.
Right.
And
like big and
we like feed off
and...
of each other like that though sometimes.
And then I see you as a clarinet.
Really? I actually was really good for the whole year I played.
That's good. It's very hard
then
to
I moved and I did something else.
No, and then I did varsity basketball. And I wasn't very good at that either. I have a horrendous story about varsity basketball. Oh, boy,
tell us.
So, I injured my knee playing basketball, like, bad. Oh. And I had just recovered, gotten off the bench, and I was playing. And I'm a foot taller than everybody else on the team. So, that's why I'm on the basketball team.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah. Well, I am alone past half court, like, towards our goal, you know, our basket. And they lob the ball, and it's just me, the ball, and the basket. And I'm dribbling, and I'm running, and I'm like, I got this. I'm going to be a star. Nope, my knee buckles. The ball just grazes the bottom of the net and hits the wall. And I'm just like, I'm going home. It was awful. It was so embarrassing. It was so bad.
And that sucks.
We didn't have sports. Like, we didn't have a sports center. Oh, I can't remember it. So we played at my old middle school. We played at my old middle school because they were like right next door and they let us borrow their gym. But so like all my high school, like all my middle school teachers that still worked there were there. And so I was like, I'm going to go like die in the locker room now. I was going to lock myself in a locker.
I know that feeling.
It's like the beginning of the Disney movies where the underdog, you're the underdog.
Yes. Yep. But then by the end of it, you'd be like,
over.
Bouncing on the tops of other kids' heads to get to that thing. And I wish. Watch me, motherfucker. I will fly.
It didn't get better. I just kind of stayed there. I broke my arm. No, I didn't break, I didn't break my arm. I didn't break my arm. There is a dime-sized bone in your wrist, like right at the end of your thumb. And if you break it,
now we're all poking.
Yeah, if you break that bone, your whole hand has to be immobilized.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, not only that, but your elbow has to be immobilized.
Oh, I know.
Because it's like right here.
Yeah.
And it's like the scaphoid or something. I don't know. I was a nursing student. I don't know, but don't judge. Don't
massage therapist. I don't know.
Whatever. It's a bone right here. It's about a dime size, and I fractured it. So I had a full cast up past my elbow.
Poor thing. That's terrible.
Yeah. Basketball didn't get any better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wanted to play volleyball. I was tall enough to play volleyball. The volleyball coach was like, you're no good.
What?
I'd rather be short a player than put you on.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
Fucking story of my life. Like, I love sports. I love them.
Yeah.
I am short and slow and uncoordinated. And
but you love your passion is there.
But I love it.
I feel like we're all the people that get picked last.
Mostly, yeah.
See, I was never picked last. I was just like, you don't want to do this.
They were just like, you're tall. I want you.
Like, I can tell you how to execute all these fancy moves,
but I can't do it.
So don't pick me.
You'd be a good coach.
I would be a good coach. Yeah. I want to get the kids involved in like sports.
Yeah, you're very like encouraging.
I try.
I am deaf, and I think a lot of my problems comes from the fact that I can't hear shit. And you think about, like, me. Ooh, I have an embarrassing basketball story.
I might sneeze here in a few minutes, so I apologize ahead of time to everybody.
That's fine. Just, you know, maybe not in this general direction.
It's just allergies.
Sneeze that way.
It's just allergies. Let's test it. No.
Ew. Even so, sneeze that way. No one sneezes on me enough.
It's just allergies.
Oh, gosh.
When I was in fifth grade, we lived in Meeker, Colorado. And our, like, P.E., but I don't know if they still do P.E. in school or not, but we had P.E. as an actual class.
Oh, yeah, we were forced to do P.E., and I was a fat little kid.
Fucking same. And I had to play basketball, and I remember having so much fun with it, but I dribbled a lot, and we would play, like, basketball games, like horse and free throw games, and I was always really good at those. But then when it came time to play basketball, I never played. It was like most of the kids hadn't. We were nine, and I'm deaf, so I couldn't hear it. So it was, like, all the feet on the court, and all the yelling and the cheering, and then the whistles blowing, and, like, teachers yelling directions. And I just remember at one point, like, I'm guarding this person, and I don't remember, like, we were little kids, and they didn't mix up, you know, like, boys versus girls, whatever. So I'm just guarding this little kid, and at some point, it, like, I registers that my name is being yelled over and over and over by, like, everyone. Whereas before, I wasn't hearing the word, I was just hearing the noise, just the constant noise. And what happened? They blew the fucking whistle to stop playing!
So you're just there like...
I'm just there, preventing this child from moving on. And this kid is like, probably, just like, no, what are you Nope. That's my embarrassing basketball story.
That's the cutest, like, most wholesome thing, though. Like, yours isn't like mine, where you've got, like, the whole freaking gym going, go, 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 oh, no.
Oh, no. It's the whole gym going, leave them the fuck alone, Crystal. Get out of their face. Personal space, child. The game is over.
But no, I was always really good at the drills and the run, you know. But then once I had to put it all together, I was like, my brain doesn't function this way. If you want to take this back to practice, I'll be golden. But I have obviously tricked you into thinking that I have some magical skill here. And my favorite basketball player at the time was Larry Bird. And so his jersey number was 33. And I was like, if I wear 33, it'll like, I'll just like... You know,
good luck.
Oh, like, power. You know, space jam it and just be like, Larry Bird. No. No.
Mine was Charles Barkley. I named a kitten after him.
He was a good one.
His name was Charlie. He got eaten or something in the desert. Don't eat lived in the desert.
That's so sad.
I learned the circle of life very early on. Pets got eaten a lot.
There was a... Oh, my gosh. Hi. So, speaking of animals getting eaten...
Oh, boy.
So I have two things really quick that I was going to tell you, and since we're already recording, I'll just tell you while we're recording.
Okay.
So, one, both of these happened at work.
Excuse me.
Oh, wow. You okay?
That was...
You need a little antacid?
You smell like flowers.
It's like looking to Lily for approval.
Nova and I are having...
Did I do good?
Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you. That was great.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. Before Nova so rudely interrupted you.
Nova... She can be the star. Look at her face.
We'll just change the whole podcast over to just everybody talking about Nova.
I like it.
Aww, she's so fluffy. Girl.
So, my first one, we'll go off of the kittens. So, the other day, it was more like 3 weeks ago, the other day, I was talking with some patients that I was with, you know, that's as deep as I'm going to get about that. And,
At the asylum, no. Well, kind of.
I think we did establish some time that
she's an eye doctor. For privacy standards, yes, I am current. You know, sometimes I want to check myself in just to get a vacation, but they would probably immediately release me and be like, no, you can't do that.
You're like, listen.
But anyways, so back to these people I was talking with at work, I was just asking, you know, small talk questions to pass the time while I was typing crap in, because, you know, like I do. And the child goes, because there was a child with the parent, and the child was like, yeah, so we used to have a cat. And I'm like, oh, you know, what happened? Like, what was he old? Did you guys just have to get rid of him? And he's like, no, it got eaten. And I'm like, oh, you so casually say that to me.
That's gonna be a weird kid, like, when they get older.
Did you eat it?
So I looked at the mom because I was like concerned, and I'm like, this is strange. Your child just blurts this out.
Where do you want me to go away from here?
Right. What do
so
I do now, mom?
I was like typing, and I was like, oh, really? Got eaten? And the mom was like, yeah, you know, circle of life. It got eaten by something outside. And I was like, oh, no. She's like, yeah, it happened like 2 days ago. And I'm like, you're all very calm about this. And she's like, yeah, it was just, a few weeks old. And I'm like, this keeps getting worse.
There's a chupacabra in your backyard.
Right, and no one is concerned.
And you're just like, circle of life. No,
like,
ma'am.
So you let your child know. I mean, good on you for not lying, but you're not sad that your kitten got eaten by something in your backyard.
Right, you're just like, whatever, it's fine.
But why is your tiny kitten outside by itself?
Also that.
You know, I wasn't going to go too deep in that conversation. I was just like, this is already weird enough. Maybe I should just not ask any more questions to these people. They're very calm people. So
that's fair.
That was the weirdest
Well,
encounter.
If you make a big deal about it, then it becomes this taboo thing.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So,
it might have been for the kid.
When we had to put our dog down while I was pregnant, it was, you know, Amelia was like 3, and I was like very... Okay, this is just what happens. He was very sick. You know, I'm trying to not bawl my eyes out. And she's like, all right, whatever. And the next day, she was fine. Mm. And I think if I had made, if I had, like, bawled and it would have been, she would have been scared.
So she probably just fed off of you then, was like, yeah. Mom's okay, so I'm okay.
We're good. Whatever.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's strange for me, because I let myself, I'm worn over goldfish, so yeah. That's kind of where I'm coming from, is like, give me a week to be sad, and then I'll move on, but, like, I need a week of mourning.
You and I don't have kids, too, though.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
We can be sad in our house without, like, little parrots watching.
You're like that little girl whose goldfish dies, and they tried to flush it down the toilet, and she's like, and it, like, reaches it out of the toilet.
That's Hannah.
You reminded me. I think I just Frenched her dog.
This dog's been up both of my nostrils so many times.
Was that good for you?
It was my fault. I was asking for it.
She's sneaky. You're sneaky, Nova.
That, did I ever tell you, either of you, that I used to have a snake. I used to have a ball python.
Yeah.
And his name was Morpheus, and I had him from when he was a little bitty baby.
They're so cute when they're little.
Oh, they are. And I hid him in my dorm room for, like, 3 years.
Snakes are easy to hide. I wanted a snake. I still want a snake.
I want a snake, too.
Yeah. Nova, do you want a snake?
My brother accidentally froze him to death.
Oh.
But I kept him hidden for, maybe not, like, 3 years. Maybe, like, 2 years. But I just, what I would do is I would, like, jack my bed up as tall as it would go.
Oh.
And I liked to put, like, fabric around the edge of the bed to look pretty. You know, so I would just, like, do dark fabric. And then I would just hide his aquarium with, like, his heat lamp and everything underneath there. And the black fabric kept the light from coming out. One time, my RA, Mike Davis, if you ever listen to this podcast, I am still eternally grateful. He was also my buddy, but it was over, like, a summertime. He caught me, and he was just like, I didn't see what I just saw, and I will never see it again. And I was like, okay.
I love those kinds of things.
Yep, you got it. But he was my friend. Like, we were on SGA together. Like, we would, I've always been a nerd, apparently. We would hang out in the middle of the night together and watch old C-SPAN. Because he was the RA. He was, like, the nighttime RA, and I'm a nocturnal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had him hidden for a long time.
One really good RA. And I'm sure there's a bunch of good RAs in the world, but there are some really bad ones. So, we were all 21, but I lived in the, we call them the ghetto dorms because they were the cheapest of the cheap dorms, but they were actually really awesome because everybody there was just happy to be there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're free ride scholarship kind of people who...
You weren't living with entitled assholes because they could pay for the good ones.
Yes. So, everybody was really close. Most of the RAs were horrible, though, because they were, like, trying to make their building look good, and it was, like, the worst building. So, my RA, my second year, when I turned 21, we weren't allowed to have alcohol in the dorms because, technically, it was a dry dorm, because under 21 people lived there, too. So, they didn't want, you know, underage drinking. Well, we said F that because we're 21 and we're living on our own. And I always kept this mini fridge in the corner of our room with everybody's alcohol on the floor that was over 21 because I was the only one risky enough to do it. And I'm like, my RA doesn't think I do that stuff. Whatever.
I'm the perfect person. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kept everybody's alcohol in there. And it was just this little tiny fridge. Everybody had one. I put, you know, our microwave on top and our little snacks and stuff. Well, one day she was like, hey, guys, so... our manager wants us to do, you know, full room inspections, like, once a semester. Well, today's that day. I'm going to be checking your closets, under your beds, your fridge. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I was like, what if I lock it or, like, glue it shut or something? I was like, it's fine. I'll have time to do it after my first class because I had to get going. So I come back, and she had already done our room check, and she's like, hey, Hannah, I just wanted to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
it's not mine. It's everybody else's.
Yeah, I'm holding it for everyone else.
So she's like, hey, I just want you to know you're over 21. It's cool. I'm not going to tell anybody, but just be aware, you're not allowed to have that here. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, that's just, are you okay?
It's a lot of liquor.
No, I need liquor right now.
Like, there was stuff I didn't even like in there. There was, like, full handles of, like, Fireball. Like, I had a lot of Bud Light because everybody liked Bud Light.
In college, you're broke.
Yeah.
No judgment.
Tons of those little tiny, what are they? The little, starts with a C. Tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's been so long since I've had anything other than, like, mead or... I have no idea.
It's really good. What is it? What is it?
Is it cinnamon flavored?
Yes.
Is it Fireball?
No.
Is it Goldschlager?
No.
I mean, I guess that's a little probably too expensive for
it. It comes in a white bottle with a gold lid. And it's really, really good. I would love to just eat it with cereal. It's that good.
It's... I feel like I'm zeroing in on this thing that you're... I think that I know what you're talking about.
I love it, but it's so... Is it so...
Yes!
Ramchata!
Yeah. That is good. No, I even had to Google it and get it up and going.
Oh, that was difficult. So good.
Jesus.
It is really
I love
good.
Ramchata.
I feel like... Let's take a break for a minute.
Yes.
That was hard.
Let's take a break.
When we come back, we'll get to the point of the episode.
If you're over 21, tell us your favorite alcoholic beverage. If you're under 21, tell us your favorite legal beverage, like soda or water. Go drink some water.
Go drink, yeah.
Drink your water.
Drink some water.
Drink some water. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed those stupid locks.
I should have made you leave your key.
If I knew for just 1 second,
you'd be back to bother me.
So long now, go!
Walk out the door!
Are we allowed to sing this much of the song? It's old enough, right?
We do not own the cop.
We don't own this. Please don't sue us. We don't have any money.
We don't.
If you want to support us and give us money, then you can sue us. But
yeah, but then we'll only give you back what you sued us for. Because, again, we don't have any money.
I think we should have karaoke night with Crystal. Karaoke with Cammy. There's another segment.
There's another one.
I love it. I love it. We're going
to
have
Then we'll have to pay for the rights for so many songs.
What do you do?
What do I do? Nothing. I don't know. I have children. I'm good at that.
You're good at making children.
I'm good at
wrangling the small terrorist that lives in your house.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. She was.
I do love her for all the shit that I gave her.
She was exceptionally insane.
I love her so
today.
Much.
Exceptionally. She cried. Because she had been on the patio and her feet were dirty. And she cried because I wouldn't let her lick them clean.
She's feral. I love
She's
her.
And she also She's cried amazing. Because I didn't know what her father's favorite puppy on Paw Patrol was. And so I was like, baby, I don't know. Like, I know my favorite, and that's all I can give you. And she was like, no, daddy's favorite. And I was like, I don't know.
You'll have to ask him.
You'll have to, when he gets home. And she just lost it. We were in the car, and I was like... I don't even know how to fix this right now.
I can't. I couldn't. I don't know how you do it.
I wish I could
cannot
have a tiny
be responsible.
I would love a tiny me. To be honest, Travis wouldn't.
I think I would. I would love having a child. It'd be so much fun, but I wouldn't know what the fuck to do with it to keep it alive.
Like, just
luckily,
I'm doing good on myself.
Love it. Tell it no.
Tell it no.
I can laugh at it
just,
a lot.
That's all you gotta do. No, I wasn't. Luckily, by the time found out we were pregnant with Amelia, I had had 15 plus years of childcare experience.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like, oh, okay. But then I was like waiting for somebody to take her, like pay me for her and take her, like at the end of the night for babysitting.
Right.
Transaction. And
like,
so I was
yeah,
like,
I have to keep this one.
When I left the hospital, I was like, this mine? Like, are you sure I get to keep this one forever? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going. Before you change your mind.
That's so strange.
Before you change it.
There you go. It's like, this is you. This is forever. Oh, my heart.
And then you just kind of instantly regret it. And then you're like, oh, no, I don't regret it. And then you regret it. And then you don't.
And then you have that forever.
And it just keeps going back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, my oldest is 6, and I just look at her, and I'm like, what did I do? What is this? And she's just like this ball of sunshine. And I'm like, I did something right.
Yeah.
But why?
Children are precious, yeah. But I...
And then there's...
Other people's kids.
And then there's the youngest, who is feral.
I love that.
She's a magical creature.
I don't even know what to do. Like I said, she just...
exists.
Have you met her, Hannah?
No.
Oh my, you should.
Wait
till you get her. Yeah, no.
She's wondrous.
When we were all at the zoo, she was just happy to be out. And if somebody hadn't been holding her, she would have been in a cage.
Wow. Yes, she would have.
She would have, and she would have owned it. She would have marched into the lion cage and been like, so this is where I live now. You're going to have to go. And the lion...
Maybe you can stay if you're nice.
Yeah. Come back the next day. She's got like a mane and
oh my god,
the cat, the male lion. Yeah, that's the male lion is like crouched in the corner. Like, what did I do?
Please get it out.
Like shaking.
Yeah, she's like a gremlin that you fed
with that child, and it was like she was running by us. I mean, running. It was just a group of us. Like we were standing by one of the cages, and she is running towards the cage.
The tiger cage. It was a tiger cage.
Oh, it was a tiger cage.
It was a tiger cage.
She was running to go take charge. I reached out my arm and I just grabbed her. I was like, mine. Grabbed her, so we took a picture.
We were at the flamingos, and she saw a peacock in the back corner, and she was like, I'm gonna go touch that.
I'm gonna go get it.
And I don't care about these pink things in the way. I'm gonna go touch that. And now she's been chased by a peacock before. Why she's still enthralled with them, I'll never know.
Wow.
But she has no fear.
I love it.
So one last story, and then we'll move on. So we have our kit boxes, like, stacked up in front of the window to the patio.
Okay.
And our kids have too much toys, so they're all shoved into the corner.
She's saying kits, because she and her husband are also Mandos.
Yeah.
We're all Mandos.
And so they're, like, this high, right?
Yeah.
Maybe okay. this
Two
high.
Of them Two stacked of together, them, that
yeah.
would make sense.
Maybe about this high. So that's about, 3 feet? And so all their toys are in the corner, and then they have this little exercise trampoline. The thing that she decided to learn today was to climb up on top of the boxes and jump onto the trampoline.
Oh, no.
And we have a thing called a nugget. It's a cult. It's a kid's couch that they can, like, bend and, like, build. And she jumped from it, the trampoline, to the nugget and just was like,
best thing ever.
Oh my god, so she did it. As my husband came home, and he was like, what the hell did she just do? And I was like, she's been doing it all day. Just leave her alone. She's not yelling at me. She's not crying. She's just having fun, and she's gonna go to bed really nice tonight. And yeah. She just did. She just jumped off and boing, and then bounced and landed and thought it was the greatest thing in
the
world.
That is delightful.
That sounds really fun.
It does sound fun.
I want a trampoline.
When you say the nugget thing, do you mean, is it one of the things that's, like, sectioned and you fold it into, like, it's a chair or it's a
So what it is, palette. And I love the Nugget Company, but they are a cult, and we'll go,
you said it was a cult, but you never went back to that.
It's a cult. It's a cult, and I can, not that it, I don't want to, like, badmouth the company, I never would, but I'll tell you guys about it later. But anyway, it's sold as like a kid's couch, and mm-hmm. it's two pieces of like high density foam wrapped in like microfiber suede, and they fold in half. And so it like stacks up into like a chair. It comes with like two little triangular pillows. We use it as like movie night bed.
I think I know what you're talking about. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. They're, like, the best in the world. They're super amazing. And, like, my husband and I love them. Like, we lay on them.
I need to get a new couch.
I would get, like, two of them if you're going to use them as a couch.
No,
that's not what I was thinking of, but that looks cool.
I want to see.
Yeah.
Let me get a better picture of it up.
Yeah, so that's it.
Oh!
So, like, the thicker pieces are, like, harder and denser, and that smaller piece is softer. And then, like, these... So, like, yeah, you can, like, build little chairs, build tents. That's, like, four of them.
I think I know how you – this is a cult.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll talk about it in a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a lot of dog hair.
Right?
Sorry, it never stops.
No, I'm not complaining. I was like, my arm is not that hairy. Like, I did not turn into a werewolf since I got here.
Now that we've gone 35 minutes into this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and get on topic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we were doing something.
So,
I was like, our friends are here. Let's hang out.
We'll just rename this whole thing and we'll just be like.
The hangout.
It's the hangout.
It's the hangout. Yeah. Not gonna get off topic. We're not gonna go into a TV show. I've been watching The Circle, and there's this thing called, it's called The Hangout in their group chat. It's a thing. Anyways, I love reality TV. I'm a sucker for it. I love Survivor. I'm gonna be on Survivor. Speaking of which, I've started working out again. So, next season, around February, I'm trying out for their next Survivor cycle. Probably not gonna get in. Maybe. I think I could do it with
that. That's really funny because I remember my, like, 7th grade math teacher tried out for it.
Yeah.
And, like, she, like, picked, like, her 3 favorite students and we filmed it in, like, my middle, like, her audition video in, like, my middle school, like, courtyard.
That's cool.
And it was hysterical.
That's fantastic.
Like, we were throwing plastic snakes at her like, spears, like, made of pencils. Oh, it was so
adorable.
She didn't get picked, and I have no idea why.
What can we do to make sure you get picked?
It has to do with, okay, we'll talk about this at the end of the episode.
I forgot again.
We have a thing to do.
Listen, we only get to talk to people when we're doing this. It's hard. It's so hard. We don't get a lot of free time.
I was going to say, I've only seen Hannah like twice this whole pandemic.
Right? I've seen Crystal only when we're recording and a few times at the shop. Okay?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't see people.
Our entire catch up is on record.
It's recording. On record.
Well, there's your podcast, The Ketchup.
The Ketchup.
I like it. Spelled with ketchup.
The Ketchup, yeah. We'll figure that out. Copyrighted. TM, it belongs to us. Don't take it. We're going to do something with it.
Okay, anyway.
Today, we will be discussing some folklore, myths, and legends, particularly pertaining to the Fae. So... Did you like that sentence?
I did! I was kind of entranced. I was like, wow.
So good. So I will be basically talking about fairies, their overall... quit looking at me. Why are you laughing? Crystal! You know, I never like to go first because this is what happens. So, fairies. Generally, stop it.
Worse.
There are tears in my eyes.
Look up the dog.
Oh, I just woke up the dog.
Oh.
I know, but
hi baby.
So fairies, in general, a lot of people nowadays pertain fairies to like Wicca, witchcraft, mystical arts and things like that. In general, we think of fairies like you're not as a good thing, typically. People generally don't like to work with fairies, if you believe in that kind of thing, just because they're mischievous. Usually, their favors don't turn out very well. That was basically my understanding of fairies before I did a little bit more research. But I learned that they're actually from Ireland and Scotland was the original belief, where I found, like, what we think of as fairies.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a few different names. So I have a list right here of the wonderful... They're all generally, they sound the same, but they're spelled very differently. So in French, they're called fey. Like, with, like, fey, like, kind of fey, oh, fey. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
I wonder why you said that so weird.
Fey.
Fey.
Listen. Wee-wee.
Oh, my goodness.
Champagne.
In Gaelic, this is interesting. I actually don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to butcher this, but it looks like Siog in Gaelic. Siog. S-I-O-G. In Latina, once again, I'm going to butcher this. It's Feta. What is Nova doing?
I don't know.
I'm trying to talk about both.
Nova and I were like aggressively having a moment. Like I had teeth bared and like tongue out and it was great. Sorry.
There are different kinds of fairies throughout the world, like in Asia, specifically South America. I saw a lot of different fairy stories, but they're called different things, because I'm sure you guys will probably get into that a little bit, so I don't want to say too much on that topic. So I'll be focusing more on, like, the Irish regions and basic understanding of fairies without trying to take your guys' topics.
It is very broad, and it does kind of also encompass what we're talking about, too.
Yeah, so one of the things that I found interesting is that the belief of fairies came from fairy circles, circles of mushrooms in the woods. They just looked so unnatural that I guess in general there's like a mystical feeling about them. Like you walk into the woods and you see a ringlet of like flowers or mushrooms and you're like, that's the first thing unnatural. You think. Yeah. Right. You're like, wow, that must be like a portal to another world or something, is apparently what they thought. But I also learned that fairy circles aren't just mushrooms and flowers. It's also Stonehenge remains. They consider them fairy circles.
Really?
Which is really cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like any, like, unnatural, natural, round, like, circular.
Even if it's not, like, a plant of some kind. It's anything. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's cool.
But they consider it, like, a portal to the fairy realm or, like, the mystical realm. And time doesn't work the same way in fairy time. It's kind of like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Time is longer, but doesn't feel like it. So that's really cool. There are stories, which I'll get into, about people who claim they've been to the fairy realm, and it sounds a lot like UFO abductions.
There it
which
is
giving me...
It happened.
Nova, just... what's the water?
It's a true podcast now.
A moment of silence for Nova's drinking. Oh, she's done.
There we go.
Nope.
This is your reminder to stay hydrated.
Nova says drink your water. And also brush your teeth, because she won't let me brush her teeth, so she gets stuff added to her water.
Okay. All right, good.
Now she takes a nap. Hydrate and sleep. That's all you need.
All right. So, where was I?
People time. Who have been to the
and abductions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are a lot of stories about abductions with fairies, which you'll get into.
Yeah.
So, it's fine.
When you were saying earlier, I had a question. When you were saying earlier about, like, time feeling like it was longer, do you mean, like, people will go in and 1,000 years will pass? But it won't feel like it. Yeah. So then when they come out, it's like 1,000 years.
Just like in Narnia,
land has passed. But it feels like maybe a week to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a story I'll actually just go ahead and talk about. There was a story of a woman who got abducted in 1962. She was walking down in the woods in Berkshire Downs. And I don't know where that is. Sounds English.
I just assume anything downs is probably...
It's somewhere in Europe. We'll go with somewhere in Europe in the deep woods. A man's wife was going on a walk, and she disappeared. So she wasn't found until a few days later, but she claimed it was a few hundred years. So she said that she was... It looked a lot more technologically advanced at the time for 1962, and she actually drew pictures. And I found a picture, I'll have to find it again, of what she drew, and it looked kind of like... I don't know how to put it. Like Harry Potter, you know how... They're technologically advanced in some areas, but in other areas, they still use old school ways of doing stuff. That's, like, how she said this was.
Okay.
And she said it was small green people with wings. But when she actually... So when she was in the woods, she said she saw the fairy circle, and they actually took a picture of the fairy circle in their backyard. And she said once she passed through the fairy circle, she just, like, poof... She was there.
Does it? What's her name?
Oh, let me find it. It just says, a Somerset farmer's wife told how she had lost her way in the Berkshire Downs. Yeah. It doesn't give a name.
If you will send me the picture she drew, I'll put it up on our Instagram.
Yeah. We will do that. It is, let's see. It is written by Ancient Origins is the name of the website.
I'll make a note.
By David Halpin. Okay.
I've gotten some stuff from Ancient Origins before. They're a really good source for some of these more,
they have a
like,
lot of cool stuff.
Cryptid-y type.
But overall, the way people describe fairies is various sizes, but always different colors of skin tone, like abnormal skin tone, never like a fleshy skin tone. Mm-hmm. Usually they say they're like a green color with pointy ears, so they look like elves, but small. There wasn't a description I saw where they looked fully human. There were some where they don't have wings.
But isn't that, doesn't that play into like Lord of the Rings? Because don't the elves from Lord of the Rings, I think my husband and I were talking about it, and Galadriel says, "I will diminish," when she like finishes like her test with the ring.
Yeah. I never
she
even
said,
thought
"I will
about...
diminish," and I think he said that he looked it up and it meant small size, and she'll just go. So like elves evolve,
I never
devolve
put it that way.
Into,
I assumed like fate
and go on. To the fairy.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've read
Holy shit.
The Lord of the Rings, though, I don't know if that was...
It's funny
right,
because,
but no, you're right. She did. Yeah. I just always assumed that she was meaning,
I'll
fade away.
Yeah, I think my
Not
husband
like,
looked it
literally
up.
Literally get smaller.
And said that it was... That she would diminish in size.
So it's funny you bring that up, because I just posted that quote with my photo.
Yes!
I was doing research about it, and you're right. So... when elves went into the West to the Undying Lands or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's another term I can't remember. Valinor. So it was like a spiritual shift. Time was different, everything like that. But everything wasn't the way. You lost your physical form, so you became like this little light almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
More
so
just
she literally
energy instead
meant
of
diminish.
Huh. Yeah. That's so strange. I had no idea. That's really freaking cool.
Look at you. Look at you. Can you be here forever?
We like just talked about that like earlier today, so I cheat a little.
You're prepared.
It's research.
No, my husband knows everything
more
about everything.
Than we are.
So you guys need to have him on.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I'm sure he could fill your time slot with.
We don't need help. We need help figuring out how to stay on topic.
Oh, he'll be good at that. Probably not.
Sorry, having a moment. See, this is why I can't get off track, because then my mind goes blank. So, physically, there were very different descriptions of fairies based off of where in the world they were, what was going on at the time, and what kind of interactions they were having. So in general, there's good fairies and bad fairies. Seelie and unseelie is what they call them in Scotland and Ireland, the two different categories. The seelie were the ones that you do work with, you want to work with, but you have to be kind of careful. The unseelie are the ones that there's like bad luck, bad things will happen, they'll steal your children, bad stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to me that they actually, in their lore, they have a race of fairies that they have in their culture. We don't have anything like that.
Right.
That's just so...
No, we're lame.
Yeah.
I always learned, and maybe it's because, like, a lot of the stories that I was drawn to when I was younger were, like, about the fae, so I learned very early on about, like, the Seelie and Seelie court.
Mm.
And so I just sort of took that with, like, anything else that I ever read. I just assumed that applied. Mm. And that's interesting to know that it was really just, like, one part of the world that...
Yeah.
Huh. Well, see, I grew up that way, too. Excuse me. I grew up where there was no limitations on what was natural in your world. And so I grew up, you know, my grandmother convinced me that I was part mermaid when I was small. And that still, like, carries true. But, like, I would always, like, drive down the road at night, like, looking through the, like, in the woods for, like, lights, fairy lights, or, like, Bigfoot, or werewolves, or vampires, or anything, just to make sense of something that, you know, just that little extra oomph of special.
Yeah.
I still believe in it. That's why we're here, because we believe in that stuff. Like, you know, I think losing that is kind of sad. I just don't want to.
Yeah. I found a lot of cool stuff on how fairy lore came to be, because in our world, you don't have to think too hard about it. Fairies are just part of make-believe. But where did this come from a long time ago before people were really, they had time to imagine stuff, and this was just a part of their culture. And it looks like a lot of different people in Europe feel that they are descendants from Celtic and Celtic gods and druids and things like that. And there was a whole freaking Reddit forum where they put fairies as a different race of human.
That's cool. Do you have the Reddit forum saved still?
No.
Okay. but she will find it.
You can find it very easily, but I'll go find it again for you guys, because that could be a whole podcast on its own. And honestly, that was the one I wanted to dive down deep into, but I knew we just don't have time for that today.
Okay.
So that can be a whole different podcast. Honestly, we could do one over every what we're all talking about today.
Right. They're all very expansive. But this is
a
good start.
In general, I found that people in that forum viewed fairies, hobgoblins, brownies, changelings, that kind of thing, as just different races of human. And that's kind of why it's stuck so long in some places.
Okay.
Let's get to a little bit more about dealing with fairies, because that's something that I feel is being brought up a lot more now that, I don't know what to call it, New Age, Wicca, that kind of stuff is becoming more prominent.
Now that we've all been stuck at home for a year and a half,
right.
And we're trying to make sense of it.
Right.
Everybody switched to, like, witchcraft.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting here like, what?
Yeah, it has blown up.
Like, why? Why are you here?
Yeah.
This is my space. Go away.
So, Travis isn't, he's not really in the closet. He's just not open about it, but I started talking to him about this fairy stuff, and he was like, yeah, you didn't know that? I'm like, where the hell have you been? And then I saw all these people on Instagram and Facebook talking about how they were trying to give gifts to the fairies, and I'm like, no! Because I've read over the past day and a half that I've been doing research that you have to do it the right way.
If you're all gonna, hell yes. will break loose.
Yes. Yes. You can't leave things that are offensive.
Yes.
Because...
They
will be offended.
Yeah. In fairy folklore, and this is just from the European standpoint because that's all the stuff I found, when dealing with fairies, there are a few different things you have to pay attention to. They're very respectful of the earth. They're extremely, I don't want to say pretentious, but they think highly of themselves. Yes. So first, let's look at protection against fairies. You don't want to accept gifts unless you are for sure doing it the right way or for sure wanting to be involved in something that may burn your house down.
That's what she is, my youngest. I have offended somebody.
You've offended some. That's your karma.
That's what it is.
I might give her back.
Put her on the front porch way. And be like, take it back.
With some milk. Oh, here, God. Take her back.
Some honey.
I'm kidding.
So there are a few things I read that I was surprised to find were in general protection against fairies, like kind of like fairy repellent to just make it known you don't want to deal with them. It was verbena, dried bead, carried in the pocket. I'm not sure what bead means.
Dried bead?
Bead?
I don't know.
Anybody know what
spelled
bead?
Spelled like B-E-A-D?
Yeah, like bead.
I'll Google it.
Churchyard mold. If you live near a churchyard that's moldy.
That's just...
St. John's wort. That is very easily accessible. And church bells. Not sure.
So basically just live next to a church.
Live next to a church and eat lots of St. John's wort.
Maybe it was a typo and they meant bread.
It could be bread. It could be bread, like breadcrumbs.
I can't find anything.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So virtues that are esteemed by fairies, and I'm reading off this website that is like specifically catered to people who want to deal with fairies but don't want to, you know, get stabbed by fairies. So they're very easily offended is what I'm getting at, is you don't want to mess with them unless you're ready to accept the consequences. Specific foods that you can leave out if you want to try to gain their acceptance is small delicious cakes, crumpets, grains, oatmeal, not a fan of oatmeal, barley. If anyone knows what stalks of heather is, let me know.
Oh, heather's a plant. So just like stalks of the heather
of plant. Heather plant. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. Milk and honey, so you're right on the money there.
Yeah,
love flour. Me some milk and honey. And various sweets.
So it looks like dried beads might be like old-timey, like dried fruits or flowers.
Oh, I could see that.
That you would then like press together.
Okay. Ooh. That makes sense.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
No, last little. Yeah, I couldn't find it.
That's good to know. I know what this you're talking Heather. About.
Ooh, it's like lavender almost.
Yeah.
That's really pretty. Hmm.
So if you're interested in
did you say it lives in Scotland?
Blooms in Scotland. Okay. But lives...
It lives alive.
So just more interesting things. If you're a plant person and you want to cater to the fairies and you want them to live in your backyard, you can plant bluebells, primroses, and ferns are specific. Oh, and foxglove. I love foxglove. Specific plants they prefer over other plants.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to attract some fairies to do some dark dealings for you, there you go. There have been instances which I've if you believe in this kind of thing, on TikTok there's a specific forum for people who deal with fairies, and there are people that have said things that have happened to them because they did things wrong because they're stupid and you shouldn't be dealing with black magic. But anyways,
there are people who are dumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They think that it's a joke, and so they go out and pick up the cat skull on their front porch, and then shit starts breaking in their house.
Yeah,
no. Or they get a rash. So, anyways.
Maybe that's a lot of it is people are like, it's not fucking real.
Yeah, and then it is real, and then they're like, oh,
and
crap.
They're like, oh, my God.
Well, a friend of ours is, she's my little baby witch right now. Aww. And I was like, mess around with whatever you want to mess around with, but if I hear that you've been messing around in voodoo, black magic, any of that, I can't save you. Like,
right.
My hands are clean.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. She sent me a couple of messages the other day, and I was like, maybe we should sit down and have a talk. Just, like, some prerequisites.
Oh,
like, yeah, there's just some, like, you can flirt, like, I'm not a black magic person, but there are some things that you need to know, mm-hmm. that you need to be able to do anyway.
Right.
Like, you need to know, like, it's a line, you cross it, and then you cross right back real fast, and you close that door.
And you don't cross it very far.
And you don't cross it very often. Like, you go, oh, crap, I gotta borrow this, and then you go back.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then you're like, okay, yeah. We're good. But and that's, like, all the little baby witches that have come in, like, underneath me at some point. I'm like, there are lines. Like, don't get here. Don't even go. Don't look at this line.
Don't look at the line
until you have a little bit more in your soul. Like, don't do it. And like, I'm always warning people about fairies. Always.
People don't. They don't think it's. We don't grow up in a culture that believes in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We grow up in a culture that makes fun of it.
Yeah, I feel like we are predestined. Predestined. Predestined to have a bad time with fairies in general because our culture in America is not very nature oriented like Europe is. They're very okay with letting your garden overflow itself, or I like to like free grow is what I call it. I love letting my garden free grow. My neighbors don't. They get mad and I'm like, shut up. I'm on my front lawn.
What is it hurting you?
It doesn't matter. We're feeding the bees is what I tell them.
Right.
Whatever. But in Europe, that's natural. They don't have HOAs that make you mow their lawns.
Oh, that's cool.
But they also, like, keep the same building for hundreds of years.
They're not as wasteful. So I feel like, in general,
America is a very disposable
fairies
country.
Wouldn't like us to begin with. But
the old gods don't tend to like us much.
No, you don't talk about the old gods. They don't like us.
We are in America.
Worst case scenarios I read that have ended poorly with people trying to deal with fairies in one way or the other for, like, bad reasons. Like, they had a thing with a neighbor and they wanted to kill him, or they wanted to get back at somebody. There have been cases of people having strokes, and they specifically call them fairy strokes. So they attributed it to it. Looked like they had been shot with an elf dart, or their body was stolen away and replicated.
So it's really
strange. Like, they come back from these experiences and they're not the same.
Which I think that we'll hear it a little bit
yes.
about in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
In
a bit.
So, fairies overall, I've seen definitely mess with human society, humans. Like, stealing things. Switching people's bodies out. murdering snatchers. People, breaking shit. Basically, if you are a bad person overall, you're going to have a bad time. So the different views of fairies. In different parts of England, there were two very distinct differences in fairy descriptions. And I don't know if it's because they were the Unseelie versus the Seelie or not, probably. Okay. But they didn't specify in this article. But it says two separate accounts of fairy viewings. One, they talked about them as if they were kind of like grotesque, goblin-y. Oh, they still had wings and stuff, but they didn't have noses. Like, their faces were gashed in. They were wrinkly and gross looking. Mm-hmm. But they were still small. It was just like more pixie-ish. Okay. Like, I know Cornish pixies are talked about in Harry Potter, and they look kind of like...
Yeah.
Like that, like more
fairy shaped, but yeah. Uglier.
Yeah,
like yeah.
But they didn't say that they had good experience with them, experiences with them. Versus the ones that looked more human like were more friendly and like party, like drink, have a good time. So I don't know if that, if it's like different.
That races might also be Seelie versus Unseelie, though.
Yeah,
but yeah. In a lot of stories, the Unseelie are just as beautiful, but they're dark.
Mm.
They're just
yeah.
Darker by nature. Kind they of live like, in the darkness.
Yeah, like...
they're more metal.
Parallels. And, like, yeah. The only thing I can think of right now is World of Warcraft. Like, the Blood Elves and the Night Elves.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. That's a good... Yeah, that's a good comparison.
So, yeah. Just that really difference in colors and shapes.
So, it could have just been their different race versus...
Or maybe just a part of the country. Because in other parts of the world, like, fairies aren't pretty either. Like, fairies are very... ugly troll-like little
Well, I don't want to say too much more because
it was really hard starting to blur.
Yeah, it was getting really hard not to talk about things that you guys are going to talk about. So I will take a break and then we're going to get into more of the baby stealing fairies.
Woohoo!
Back.
Hello.
My nose is itchy. I've got allergies.
I constantly am like sneezing and coughing in public, and I'm just constantly through my mask. Like it's allergies.
Right. We're like, please don't.
We've all had COVID at this point.
You're I do fine. Not have COVID.
Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Things. Okay.
I have the shot.
We have the shot.
Only shot.
Everybody. Everybody got the shot.
Oh, we're
shot,
all vaccinated. Shot.
I'm not fully vaccinated yet. I'm well, a loser.
You're halfway there.
I was the one that was like, I don't know. I don't want it to affect my fertility or my breastfeeding. And here we are.
Yeah.
I did it anyway.
Yeah, halfway.
Now my two-year-old has the antibodies, so I'm all golden.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of two-year-olds, let's talk about baby snatching. No, I'm kidding.
There was a nap. Not I'm the sorry.
Not the two-year-old.
Why? We actually do like her, despite all the shit we've been talking.
We do love her. Kill it.
Great bad timing. There was a gnat. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry, hun. She didn't mean it. Oh,
dead gnat. Dead gnat. Dead
all right.
Dead gnat.
So.
Dead gnat.
Thank you for joining us for the morning report.
So let's talk about changelings.
Oh, sounds good. Great.
Look at you, making notes about what you're about to talk about. Really? Really? Are you really?
I'm making notes about what Lily's about to talk about.
Okay, that's fine. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, Lily.
Look at this cute little thing.
Oh my god, it looks like Smeagol. Oh.
It's like Smeagol.
I love that picture.
I thought that's you said delightful. Spiegel, like the old catalogs. And I was like, what? Anyway, so yeah, that's a changeling.
We need a picture of that.
Yeah.
We need to post
I will
that.
Send that to you.
Can that be like our video highlight? That is disgusting.
Aren't they great? Okay, anyway. So a changeling is usually a child. And they're usually, hi, how are you? Dog intrusion. They are usually taken, so what I read and what I've grown up is you have a higher chance of being your child being taken by a changeling if everybody is like draws attention to it. Hmm. So so when I had kids, my biggest fear was them being swapped at birth in the hospital. So like they never left my side. And then when I got them home, it was less about them being swapped with somebody else's baby than it was like actually like being swapped with a changeling.
Yeah.
And that's absolute just pregnancy hormones through the roof. But it was like a real fear. And that's insane. So, and this, like, I love this picture too. So, I'll get into what's going on in that picture in a minute. So, So the fairies, like, if there was a lot of people, like, around your baby constantly telling you, she's so cute, or he's so precious, or oh my goodness, it drew attention. And fairies had a hard time reproducing on their own. They lived forever, like, well, not forever, but, like, a really long time. And so a lot of the fairy pregnancies weren't viable or something went wrong and they just weren't having. So they would take healthy human kids.
Yeah.
Or they would just do it to spice up the bloodline.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of space.
Yeah. So yeah, like in Ireland, if you look upon a baby with envy, called overlooking the baby, it drew attention. Like if you were any sort of like overly excited or spent too much time focusing on the baby, then it would like send out like rays of whatever and fairies would swarm. Usually you could tell that your child had been switched by a change in personality.
Okay.
So if you had like I would instantly know if my kids had been swapped because my kids are super happy, super fun, and they would be the complete opposite of that. Very sullen, they'd stop eating. And basically what happens is while they take your healthy baby to the fairy realm, they swap one out with you, swap an elder fairy or a dying fairy out for your baby, and it would eventually just die.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's terrifying. But there's just, to me, they're so cute. Like, they're just adorable. And, like, I played, like, The Witcher had one at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, look at him, he's so cute. And my husband was like, you are so weird. So a way that you could tell if you were like unsure if your baby had been swapped out, fairies hate iron.
Mm-hmm.
So you could give your baby an iron toy or set it next to your iron fire pokers or stuff like that. Another thing is part of the reason why horseshoes are so popular hanging over door frames and why they're considered lucky is it would deter them. Yeah.
And that's a big thing in Ireland. Some of the places still have horseshoes on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Houses. And, you know, once one thing becomes relevant, it kind of funnels in other things. So I know the horseshoe, like you turn it up to like collect luck.
Yeah.
And so that everything just kind of feeds. Yeah. Everything kind of feeds into something else. The Brothers Grimm wrote about one way to tell if your baby had been switched. If you do something so outrageous that the fairy think it's funny and then the baby laughs, then your baby's a changeling. So they said a mother had her child taken from the cradle by elves. In its place, they laid a changeling with a thick head and staring eyes who would do nothing but eat and drink. In distress, she went to a neighbor and asked for advice. The neighbor told her to carry the changeling into the kitchen, set it on the hearth, make a fire, and boil water in two eggshells. This should make the changeling laugh, and if he laughs, it will all be over for him. So once a changeling is discovered and you're like 100% sure, the fairies come back and they're like, oh, you foiled us, and here's your baby back. You know, so, oh no. So, yeah. So, when she filled the eggshells with water, the changeling said, "Now I'm as old as the Westerwood, but have never, ever, never seen anyone cooking in shells." And he laughed, and they brought her baby back.
That is so strange.
There's a famous movie with Angelina Jolie called The Changeling, where it's not fairies, but...
I was going to bring it up.
Yeah.
Because that case is...
It's weird. It's a weird... Yeah. That's a whole nother... That's a whole nother episode on its own.
And we will... Yeah, that's a whole other episode.
Like, yeah, it's just insane. Not fairies. Case of mistaken identity, more than anything. So while changelings are... back to the eggshells. You could also set them on fire. You know, instead of cooking in front of them, just throw them in the fire.
Yeah, you know.
You know, and then they'll reveal themselves. But who does that? Who look? I mean, even if it is an ugly baby, and I've seen ugly babies.
Yes.
But same. How do you go?
I'm gonna throw it in the fire.
Let's just set you on fire real quick.
I know where you need to be.
Right. Oh my God. I would always do the eggshell thing first.
Yeah. Right. Try the boiling water. I've heard like putting a shoe on your head.
Yeah. Anything because crazy. Because it's like
your baby shouldn't be old enough to recognize it as humor.
Yeah.
But a fairy would.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything just abnormal.
Yeah.
Out of your day to day schedule. But I don't even know I would immediately just something easy,
right?
Like your shoe on your head,
in the fire.
Yeah. I had something else to say, and now I lost it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It's not you. I'm like I have. I had this whole like flow thing, and now it doesn't make any sense. Now that I'm sitting here trying to read it. So yeah, there was a. So like I said, changelings were mostly kids. Small infants. But there was a famous case in Ireland, Bridget Cleary. You're all excited. I love this.
Yeah,
I love this. It was on an episode of Lore. It's like my favorite thing.
That's what I first heard about it too.
I had known this forever. I grew up like inundated with everything.
Yeah.
Fairies, gargoyles, mermaids, all of it. I grew up with, my mom had a bookcase full of like the Brian Froud books.
Oh, I love that.
Cool. Like the pressed fairies and all of that. And I loved it. So none of this was weird for me. And my grandmother her bloodline goes to Ireland. So she grew up on all this stuff. We're just a weird, eclectic bunch of people that don't take anything too seriously. So it's really easy for us to fall into this.
I'm glad you're going to talk about this. I was going to ask you about it if you weren't.
So Bridget Cleary was married. I'm just going to skim over it real fast because if you really want to know more about it, Aaron Mankey's Lore does an exceptional job.
Yes.
So congratulations on
that. We'll make a note with like the episode.
Yeah, I think it's episode 5. So she was born in 1869 in Ireland. And in 1887, she got married. And her crazy story, she was like the town seamstress. But it was Ireland, so everybody drank and partied and did all the fun stuff. But in 1895, she was reported missing. She had been ill for a few days before, which we now know was probably bronchitis. Mm. And then when she came home, her husband was like 110% convinced that it wasn't his wife. Mm. And so he got everybody around to be convinced that she was a changeling. She got mad when he tried the iron. Like, yeah, I'm going to get mad at you too. I'm sick. Leave me alone.
Quit poking me.
You know, just angry, angry, angry. And her, you know, did everything. Except I think he ended up setting her on fire. Mm-hmm. And that's how she died.
Yep.
And that's how they were convinced. And then when she never came back, I don't know, what did they think? They were just like, I think he was convicted of the murder. And I think with one other person in her family.
I want to say it was her uncle.
Yeah.
And that he was, like, pleading with him to stop.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to kill her. Stop. She's sick.
Yeah.
Stop. And But he basically, yeah, just all the other people, like, there were enough people around who believed it to be true that they held him back and let him do it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But that's like, if you Google or, like, try to search for changelings, you're going to come up with a bunch of children instead. She's, yeah, like, the only adult case that, right, you can really find. Babies. Yeah. And they are described as having, like, a big head, thick skin. They're not, I think they're cute. Nobody else really does.
Ugly things are cute. It's like the little dogs that are so ugly that they're cute.
That's exactly, aww, what this one looks, yeah, like. No, a little bug-eyed chihuahua.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
I think bug-eyed chihuahuas are terrifying. So there.
Yeah, it's the nose for me.
The nose? It's the nose. Oh my god, he's just so cute. And the one in The Witcher was adorable. His little floating ghost baby.
Very cute.
That was not, yes, a changeling, I don't think. I think it was similar, but not.
Oh, and I looked it up. That episode of Aaron Mankey's Lore is called Black Stockings, and it's episode number 11. And, you know, lore is amazing.
It looks like Smeagol to me.
Go listen to it. Aww, Hannah's he's like, nope, so can't cute, do it.
Though. I can't. My sister's a freaking changeling.
I'm going to have to go test my youngest out now. I don't know, though. You'll, she might be too, iron, old.
See, yeah, what happens.
But there's,
well, I think if she was gonna, she's thriving too much,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, she's way too excited. You know, yeah, she's not way too
sickly,
healthy,
and pale, and yeah,
my she's just little, changeling.
Sickly and pale.
She's
and
sickly, pale, and unhappy all the time.
Oh yeah, definitely. She might a be. Changeling.
Poke give her with a fire iron, poker.
You want us to test her? We're the new Frog Brothers.
Oh god. I'll show up with a shoe on my head. I don't care.
It's fine. I'll blow some water and some eggshells.
Yeah. But I just, that visual.
Or we can the fire.
Let's do it.
We're not gonna throw.
No, this is not premeditated. We're not gonna hurt my sister. I love her. She's an idiot, but I love her.
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
This is all a joke.
Maybe we should take a break.
We should take a break.
Yes.
All right.
Maybe.
Oh, hi!
Oh, hi! I thought we were gonna get started.
We're back with Eric.
We're back. Here's Eric.
Oh,
and
hi,
his
I'm
beautiful
Eric.
Amish beard. It is so full.
Right? It's so red.
And very
I was gonna say,
lustrous.
It's so red.
Yes.
I love this Irish.
Oh, excuse me. So this good. Pop like is making a burpee.
We're talking about Ireland, so you'd feel
we
like
are,
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, idy. Okay, so we're getting back with Crystal, and we're going to talk about Puka!
So, I got my sources from the internet, like all the rest of us did. But, yay. Because I don't actually have, if we were going to go brain info, I'd have had to talk about fairies. Brain info doesn't have a whole lot of puka in the reservoir. Ooh. So I got this from yourirish.com. There's a story I'm going to read you from storynori.com. And I also got something from enrolledisle.ie. There's a lot of, like, not crediting the authors, so I'm sorry about that. In the first one, though, it does have an author. It's the only one. But this is coming from yourirish.com/folklore. And it was written by Serena O. Longane, maybe? I mean, with my American mouth, it's Longane, but I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it. So, the meaning of puka, which is, it's spelled P-O-O-K-A, and it is pronounced exactly like it's spelled, is puka. It's from the old Irish word, which means goblin. And there's a lot of different variations of the spelling, which I'm not going to read you because there's... Why? But it's possible that the origin of the word puka might have come from the Scandinavian word puk or puke, meaning nature spirit.
So next time I have to throw up, I'm going to say, I have to make a nature spirit.
Yeah, I have to make a nature spirit.
I'm sorry.
I like it.
It's been a long week.
So a puka is a shapeshifter, and it can take any form it chooses, but normally it's a horse. You'll find it in, like, a horse, a dog, a rabbit, a goat, a goblin, or, like, an old man, but I think most commonly, like, when it just chooses its form to just do whatever, it's a horse. Traditionally, it's a dark, yep, dark, sleek horse with a long, wild, flowing mane and luminescent golden eyes. They also have the power of human speech, and when inclined, make great sport of those they talk to, as they like to embellish the truth. In Ireland, the puka seems to be the most feared fairy, possibly because it only appears at night and enjoys creating havoc and mischief. We feel this is doing the puka an injustice, because there are no recorded instances of a puka actually causing harm to any human. Recorded instances, but...
It's because they're all dead.
You know, it's yeah, it's because all of the victims are dead.
They're good at their job.
Yeah. And they're good at cover-ups, apparently. They can be found in most rural locations, and every county in Ireland has its very own puka. They like open mountainous areas so they can run free while they're in their horse forms. They will call, like, small lakes in the mountains or, like, little pools of water. They call them puka pools.
I love that.
Which I thought was so cute. Or palafuka, which means puka or demon hole.
Oh, God.
Yes. So some of them are found at the sources of major rivers such as the Liffey that runs through Dublin City, or the River Bann, which is the longest river in the north of Ireland that runs through the town of Coleraine. But during the Christianization of Ireland, they, of course, renamed all the puka pools, and they are now called St. Patrick's Wells. I think puka pools is better.
I like that.
Bring back puka pools. We're going to start.
That's t-shirts. I got it.
Yes.
I'm on it.
Puka pools. You're on this. Yes. You can be our merch officer. Yes. Make it happen, Lily.
I could do that from South Carolina, though, too. So.
You can. We
I just
have no
like
money,
you.
So we can't pay you.
You reel me in just to break my heart.
Right.
That's my thing, though.
Yep. Make you lover.
I have a hard time making friends.
Just to shatter that heart.
It's okay.
We're just going to have to go out there to visit. Mm-hmm. We can find some puka in South Carolina.
We'll do it.
Maybe not. Probably. They're not very nice. Bippity-boppity-boppity, I lost my place.
Bippity-boppity-bullshit.
Oh. Bippity-boppity-bullshit, I lost my place. Okay. When a puka's in horse form, he tends to have fun by inviting a rider to jump on his back. And this will, which reminded me a lot of, the water horse, but they're called,
Minock.
No. Kelpie. I want to say Kelpie. If it's a Kelpie.
Yeah.
I kept wanting to say Kelty, but like that is a backpacking brand.
I'm in Frozen 2 mode.
Apparently.
That's the mother.
That's what I was thinking.
You were like the horse, and I was like, knock, no.
No.
Kelpie. That seems like pretty happy.
That one doesn't seem murderous.
But the puka doesn't drown them. They take them on like a crazy ride, doing like big jumps over ledges and... Crazy ride over like rocks or rocks and ledges and making like death-defying leaps while the rider is stuck on its back.
Wow.
And then when the gray dawn comes, the rider is thrown off the horse's back and left trembling, but none the worse the wear. So it doesn't actually drown him under like the Kelpie will drown you and eat you.
Yeah. Oh God. We might be fantastic beasts.
Another thing the puka love, as with all of us Irish people, is to chat and happily stop and shoot the breeze with you, sometimes giving great advice and making exceptional prophecies, and sometimes they just lie to you, because they think it's funny.
Great.
You know, they tend to generally live a very long time, and we're just fun to play with. So sometimes in rural areas, you'll see houses that have a bench on the right side of the door, and the gatepost on the right will be smooth, where on the left there will be, like, rocky or some kind of uncomfortable mound. And this is because a good puka will always sit on the right, and the more mischievous sprite will sit on the left. So they're giving the good puka a nice, smooth place to sit, and the bad puka has to sit on the rocks.
They tend to use the same opening gambit to introduce themselves, and it'll be something like, "You are new here, I think. Many years ago, I used to live in this house." Dot, dot, dot. And one of their favorite topics is about how the family lost their fortune or was swindled out of their money and lands. The odd thing about a conversation with a pooka is that you may have sat and chatted to him an hour, but then suddenly they disappear. Without saying goodbye, they never say goodbye. You will be left wondering if the past hour was real, and they'll never leave any sign that they were there. Thank you very much to Serena O. Longing.
Is that...
I don't want to say that.
So are you telling me that the pooka does an Irish goodbye? Where it
basically, just... they're just like... I'm out of here.
Wow. I didn't know that's what that was called, but I
just,
that
yeah,
all
just
time.
When you peace
or
out
you
of
just
a,
duck out, like, yeah, deuces.
Don't say goodbye.
You don't say goodbye, you just leave. That's an Irish goodbye.
Somehow this is, like, borderline, could be racist if we follow down that path. You guys can cut that out. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine. We'll be fine.
We are.
We're very selective.
Unedited.
Unedited!
So, in your research, is it related to the Pooka movie that was on Hulu?
I've never heard of that.
You've never? Okay, first of all, you need to see it.
Okay.
And I've got it pulled up right now, because I was trying to, like, figure it out before I asked you, but I can't tell.
Okay.
So I just didn't know if you knew.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I will have to pull it up and watch it.
He's super cute, too, though.
Oh, no.
Hannah's like, ugh,
like, I don't
her definition
you.
Of cute is
What's
not
wrong with you guys? I'm gonna tell you a couple little I have a couple other little stories, and then I have another story to read you. Bless you.
Was that your sneeze from an hour and a
yeah,
half
I was
ago?
Like...
I've been working on that one.
That is terrifying.
It's like,
wrong
what's wrong
with
you?
Eyes?
Why do you think this is cute?
What is that?
I don't know.
It
I mean,
looks
it's
cuddly.
Cuter than Gollum, baby, but I don't like
it's snuggly
it.
Looking.
But yeah.
Ew,
no,
ew.
I
don't know. I'll have to watch it. And
you
I'll
should
back
watch
to
it.
You.
It's a Christmas themed like horror movie, and I'm all about my like holiday themed.
Yeah.
Except for Hulu did weird stuff. Hulu had a whole horror movie called The Pilgrim. And I couldn't sit through that one.
Okay.
It was very
I mean, oh, did Crystal ever introduce you to Tusk?
Oh, I love Tusk.
I introduced Travis to Tusk.
Oh, did you?
We don't talk about it. He literally got up and was like, "All right." As soon as it was over, he's like,
"He finished the movie, though."
I am, yeah. He's like, "We're never talking about this."
I get it. I think I made a post on Facebook after I did, and I was like,
"Cause you introduced
I did
me
this.
To Tusk." And I remember texting.
It was
you
Varner.
After.
Varner introduced me to it. It's his fault. I blame Varner. Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
I think we should have a another episode about just like weird ass horror movies.
That'd be fun. Let's
I
do
that.
That'd
be fun.
Yep.
And we'll come back, and you can talk about Pooka.
Yeah.
Right now, though.
Right
we're
now,
we're talking
though.
About the real
yeah.
Pooka.
We're talking about real Pooka.
Yeah, right now we're going to go back and talk to... and we're going to talk about Pooka in County Down. And we'll talk about the other Pooka later. When we know what it is.
Yes.
So, in County Down, their Pooka... Remember I said each little county had their own Pooka? Yeah. Theirs was a wizened little hobgoblin who would show up at people's houses demanding its share of the crops. In Laos... It was a terrifying shadowy phantom chasing after lone travelers after the sun had set. To the south, he takes the form of a great eagle or a bird of prey, and in the Midlands, the pooka is a black goat. Late at night, they terrorize the countryside, sneaking up behind travelers, drunk or sober, and pushing between their legs, taking them for a wild and terrifying midnight ride across the land, bringing them to any place on earth that took its fancy. Other mischief they would wreak, breaking down fences and destroying property, spoiling crops, causing harm to livestock. Even the sight of a pooka was known to stop cows from giving milk and hens from laying eggs.
Wow.
Other legends speak of pooka joining groups of travelers, befriending them, and speaking knowingly of their past, as well as predicting future catastrophes that would befall them. Then he would take himself off to a hole under the hills, chuckling as he watched these events unfold.
Your breath smells real bad.
She's like, but not all of me.
It was like, the rest of me smells good. There's one account from the 19th century that I'm going to tell you about that is have an encounter with a puka. No, but you're a puka.
You can run away with the
In November of 1813, Kildare Hunt, known as Killing Kildarus, set out. Having indulged in traditional stirrup cup, don't know what that means, at Tipper Crossroads near Nass, Hunt failed to raise a fox until it was approaching Tipper Kevin, north of Ballymore Eustace. These names, man.
I know, I'm like, wow.
County Kildare.
It's like a different language.
Here, a large fox appeared and led a course toward Liffey. Simultaneously, an unmounted black horse appeared that had not belonged to any of the riders. It was a puka. The terrain was difficult, and the fox ran fast so that near the Liffey, only one of the members of the hunt, a man named Grennan, and a horse, who was really a puka, remained with the pack. The gorge was in full spate, but hounds were gaining on their quarry and started to pick their way across rocks. Seeing danger, Grennan attempted to recall their hounds, but the puka ahead of them was tempting them onwards. The fox headed for a ledge on a narrow part of the gorge, then seeing Puka's red eyes spitting fire, fox jumped. It missed the ledge, falling into turbulent waters below. The puka easily leapt across the gorge, disappearing into the woodlands, but a pack of hounds hard on the scent of the fox went headlong into the pool. Looking down, Grennan saw fox and hounds trying desperately to swim to safety through swirling swell. Other hounds, dashed against rocks, were yelping in pain and dying. He wept as most of the pack went under. Suddenly, his sorrow gave way to horror. He heard a diabolical neighing like an animal laughing from woods opposite. Grennan knew then it was Puka.
It was Puka.
So you were saying you didn't know what a stirrup cup was?
Yes, stirrup.
I looked it up. It's like a parting cup. Like, I guess it's like given to when like your feet are in the stirrups to, like, leave or go do something on your horse.
Oh, I see. Okay. Like a cheers or yeah. something. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dang it. Can you just sit here and Google all the shit we don't know for every episode?
I love this so much. You have to stay.
You know what? We'll you can be like, MFN has Steven. You can be like our Steven.
I don't want to be Steve, okay? I love him. I don't want to be him. Not at all.
I didn't think of that. Your husband's name is also Steven. You know what I mean, though. Like, Steven rescues Karen and Georgia from all of their, like, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We need a Steven. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Well, look, we'll upgrade the mic system, and then I'll just be able to, like, call in and be like, hey, guys, it's this. And that'll be my job.
I like that idea. That's great. Okay. Now, we're going to go back to Ireland.
I'm ready.
I have one more story to tell you. And this story is from storynori.com. And it's called The Puka in the Kitchen.
Ooh.
The house at Rathmore was a fine building in the Georgian style. It took 20 servants to keep it going. One night, about 100 years ago, the scullery boy went to sleep in front of the kitchen stove. Sometime after midnight, the clanging of pots and pans woke him. He opened his eyes and turned over to see who among the servants was keener to wash and scrub than to sleep. Did they not do enough of that during the day? Only the strangest of persons could feel such a desire. As it happened, what he saw was stranger than strange. A creature, half man, half donkey, was standing with his front hooves in the sink. When the long-eared fellow had finished with the pots, he filled a bucket and began to mop the floor. Finally, he came over to the stove, ignoring the boy, and threw water over the logs. He cleaned the grate, took out the ashes, brought in new logs, and relit the fire. At last, he clip-clopped out the door, briefly letting in a cool gust of wind. When the boy told this pretty tale in the morning, you might have expected his fellow servants to accuse him of pranking, or at least of dreaming. However, there was no denying a good deal of work had been done. Musha, exclaimed Molly, if the puka is so keen to clean and scrub, why should we break our backs doing it? For what the boy had described was indeed a puka, which often takes the form of a donkey or a goat or a horse. Everyone agreed that Molly had never spoken a wiser word. That night, and every night for the following weeks, the servants left piles of plates and pots for the puka to clean, and no matter how much work they left for him, it was always done in the morning. Sometimes they heard him hard at work, but nobody dared go down and take a look at their most welcome visitor. At last, one night towards Christmas, a brave young lad made up his mind to speak to the Pooka to ask if there was anything he wanted in return for all that he was doing. He sat up late in a big chair in the corner of the kitchen. As the clock struck one in the morning, the back door opened and in trotted the Pooka. This night, he began by scrubbing the great oak table at which the servants ate their meals. "If you will be excusing me, Mr. Pooka," the brave boy said, "but we servants are curious to know who you are who has been doing us such fine favors." "I shall be glad to tell you," replied the Pooka. "My name is Danny Neal, and in my time I was a servant in this great house. I was the laziest fellow who ever received warm food and lodgings in return for doing little more than sleep. When my time came to face the judgment of the next world, my punishment was to grow these ears, this hairy back, and these hooves that you see, and return here to do all the work that I avoided throughout my lazy life." "Thank you, good Pooka, for telling me your tale, and be assured that we servants are grateful for all that you do. It is the season to show gratitude and give gifts, and we wondered what you would be liking." "Well," said the Pooka, "that is kind of you indeed. Since my passing to the other side, I have felt cold awfully, and I could be doing with a good coat." The next day, the boy reported to the servants all that the Pooka had told him. They were grateful indeed to the strange creature for freeing their lives from the burden of cleaning. Each one of them was happy to put a few pennies towards a good piece of material that Molly then made into a coat for the Pooka. On the native seat, Stephen, the day that followed Christmas, when the used pots and pans were piled almost to the ceiling, the boy waited up late in the kitchen. When the Pooka arrived for work as usual, he presented the gift to him. "I am touched by your kindness," the Pooka said with a tear in his big donkey eye. He put his four legs through the holes that Molly had cut for him and said, "It is a fine coat indeed for a Pooka such as I. Do not forget to pass on my regards and thanks to the servants of this great house." And then he started to clip-clop towards the door. "Just one moment," called out the boy. "The pots and pans are waiting for you." "I shan't be bothering with them this evening," replied the Pooka, "nor any other evening more, for my punishment was to clean and scrub until the day that someone thought my work was worthy of reward. That day has arrived. Thank you, and now I shall enjoy some peace." And from that evening on, the lazy servants had to do all their own work.
Nice. So that Pooka wasn't evil.
Yeah.
It was like a curse.
He was learning a lesson, because he was lazy, so.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say it. That's cute, too.
Oh, yeah. I have this picture saved to go on the Instagram because I think it's adorable. Yeah.
Looks like a little spider monkey.
Yep. I like it all.
I would say out of the three, I like that one the most.
The book is pretty adorable. The least
traumatizing.
And I didn't talk about, Pookas come up a little bit in pop culture. So, there's a Jimmy Stewart movie called Harvey that I just watched not very long ago.
Yeah.
And Harvey's a Pooka. He's a big white rabbit. He's invisible, and he's a Pooka. And Jimmy Stewart is an absolute delight in that movie. I love it so much. Also, Donnie Darko.
Yeah, that was a Pooka. I was thinking Donnie Darko.
Mm-hmm. That was a Pooka.
Wow.
Yep.
Now it makes me wonder, kind of believe more that that Hulu movie is related.
Really? I'll watch it. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Just so weird.
So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hello.
We're back.
Thank you for sitting and enjoying our wonderful conversations this evening.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lily.
Thank you for letting me be here.
This is so much fun.
Your presence was so much.
Aw, you're so sweet.
I like a light in this dark tunnel.
If you guys can see her face, though, she really is.
She glows. It's the dimples.
She just glows. Yes. So what have you... What's your fuck yeah? Hannah, because nobody can see where I pointed.
I think you can tell by the noise.
Nothing good.
Well,
no.
We have
come to that part of the podcast.
Let me think. You know, I was avoiding this the whole time. Maybe, we wouldn't talk about it.
We just forget.
So, something that has been in the back of my mind, since our vacation was a bust, and, a big-ass bust, I've been slowly trying to collect my thoughts on if we were able to go on a redo. I'm calling it a redo.
Yeah.
Where would we go? And I actually was looking at Florida.
Oh, yeah.
For this summer. Just, you know, like a week or so. But it's actually super cheap. It was going to be cheaper than the original plan. And the beach. You know, just relaxing, that kind of thing. So I was actually looking at sometime in June, just taking a week and going to Florida.
Nice.
That's do it. Like,
yeah.
To go to any of the parks or, like, just go to the beach and just...
I want to go to Disney World really bad, but it is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might need more than a couple months to...
Even right now, it's expensive.
Yes. And it's on sale.
I was going to say, and it's on a...
Yeah. It's like $100 a day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Woo! And it's not just for me, it'd be with Travis too. Yeah. So that'd be $200 a day plus food, and that is a lot.
It's a lot for just a summer.
Yeah.
But the beach, yeah.
The beach I'm cool with. We can just lay out in the sand, drink, watch dolphins. Mm-hmm. There's no dolphins in there. Ignore me.
I've never been to Florida.
Manatees. There are manatees. There are baby manatees.
Cool. Yeah, we lived in Jacksonville before we moved here, and there was a restaurant like right on the river. And it was right before we left, like right before we moved here. And I'm like sitting there eating my dinner, and I just see these like ripples. And I'm like, what the fuck is in the water? And I look, and there's just this giant manatee head like sitting up out of the water, like, hey, I'm here.
I love them.
And then he dug back down, and I was like, what? And then other people started seeing him, so everybody rushed outside, and he was just like, I'm here. Hey.
I love it. That's so cool.
So I might take Travis to Blue Springs because nice. That's my grandma took me there a few years ago and there were baby manatees. It was closer to April, so I don't know if there'll still be pups. I assume probably, but
they're called pups.
Freaking cute. Oh. Well, yeah, cows and pups.
I love it. That's adorable.
So that'll be cool. What's your fuck yeah?
I don't know. I'm so confused. Like, this is just, my brain doesn't work raising two kids all day.
Your fuck yeah is your kids are alive.
Yeah, exactly. My kids have survived. I've survived. My husband survived. My husband's getting out of the military, which is a huge fuck yeah.
When?
I don't know. It's just happening. Well, yeah. he's not getting out. He's transferring from active to reserves.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's allowing us to go home.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's huge. Because
I'm so happy for you, but I'm so sad for me.
I'm so happy for us, too, and I'm so sad for everybody else. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't want to leave. So
we just fucking got you.
Yeah, just got me. We got married in Jacksonville, but we had our first kid in Virginia, got married and had our second kid in Jacksonville, Florida. And then we come here and like, we didn't have friends. Like those first two places were so easy to leave. And here, while we're excited and like super happy to be going back to our older children and, family, it's like, we've now started this like whole other family here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Except like pick a convention and come back every year for that particular convention.
Right. Yeah.
So
SoonerCon is generally Star Wars Homecoming. Like people come in for SoonerCon every year that don't live here anymore. It's like
that's what we've homecoming. Kind of been looking at.
Yeah.
So and that way, if we
come out there.
And then if we come at the same year, we can book it in advance, like way in advance, and not get caught up in the convention traffic.
You'll just already know.
Yeah.
And that way, it'll be easy for work, and so.
Yeah.
But I'm not leaving right now, and I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Let's not think about it.
Let's not get sad. This is supposed to be happy.
Damn it, Crystal. No, okay. I'm just letting you
I didn't make her move. I'll chain her.
The government.
I'll chain her in the closet.
Let's make this
blow. Well, let me be happy.
Time out.
Listen, I have to keep my co-host happy.
We'll have to be like, oh, the fairy stuck her. Nope.
Yep. Don't know what happened.
Oh.
Fairy's got her.
This is not premeditated. Once again, this is just a joke.
For legal purposes, this is still a joke.
God. Just saying, if Lily doesn't come home,
we're gonna get in so much trouble.
Check Crystal's closet.
Don't check my closet.
No. Dog hairs on my kneecap.
Right? I have a dog. She sheds constantly.
Wow. Okay, Crystal, it's your fuck yeah.
Oh, I know. This weekend, actually tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm so excited. I'm leaving for the weekend to go take a van load of shelter doggies to a shelter in Minnesota where a whole bunch of foster families are waiting for every one of them.
Aww.
I'm so excited. And it's through, so I'm going to plug them really quick. It's through Paws for Hope in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So you should look them up on Facebook. They do fundraisers with, like, t-shirts. I think maybe once a month or every couple months to help raise money for this. And they take donations for, you know, like, it's a shelter. It's an animal shelter. They don't have money. So they take donations to help pay for, like, the rental car and, you know, reimburse the people who are going for, like, gas and hotel.
You volunteer and do, like, the coolest things.
Thank you. But this is also the reason I have no free time. This is also the reason why Hannah's been asking me about that sleepover for, like, 4 months. Because I keep having things to do. No, no, I'm not mad at you. I am apologizing.
No, don't apologize. I'm always so busy. Like, we would be angry if it was, like, crappy stuff. But, like,
yeah, I guess that's fair.
You're like, out there changing the world.
When you told me about that, I'm like, how the hell did you get to do that? Where did you sign up for this?
I want to drive with a car full of dogs.
Do you want
to
go next
time? Forever home.
Do you want to go with
if
me next time?
Give me a week's notice.
I'll give you a week's notice, yeah. Eric's going to go with me this time, but it's just, so literally all it was is on the Tulsa Geek Chicks group on Facebook.
Oh.
You know, like somebody posted, or no, it wasn't. It was in another group that a friend of mine made. It wasn't in that. It was in another, just a private group that I'm in. Mm. Somebody introduced herself and was like, this is one of the things I do. And I was like,
cool.
Can I? And she was like, if you want information, let me know. And I was like, I would like information. That sounds really rad. And, no, maybe it was the Geek Chicks group, because I don't know this girl. But anyway, she was just like, I'll make a group chat with you and the woman who runs the scheduling anyway, and I asked. And they were like, yes, we desperately need drivers.
Well, between that and the line catcher for the...
Oh, yeah!
I'm like...
Yep, I signed up to be a line catcher for the Iron Man next month. And I'm just trying to get all my friends to do it with me.
Like, I've done cool things. You're doing cool things. So, yeah. You're cooler right now.
I've had a cool life, but I don't want to stop having a cool life, you know? So, the line catcher thing, though, I think you guys should do it with me because it'd be so much fun.
I want to. I haven't talked to my husband about it. I'm like,
that's,
what day is that again?
I think it's May 24th. Either 23rd or 24th. It's a Sunday. And it's kind of a late thing, which would get in the way of your job, because it's from, like, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
See, I thought it was Saturday night to Sunday. Or is it the other
way? Well, the whole race is, like, over the weekend, but this one shift I signed up for.
Yeah.
And you're just there to, like, you're catching the people who are struggling to get through it. And it's all the people at the end of it, you know, so, like, when they literally cross the finish line and collapse, you help pick them back up and, like, raise their arms and cheer for them and, you know, give them water and give them their medals.
Which is really cool.
And sob your eyes out.
And sob your eyes out, probably.
I can't even, like, just thinking. I'm, like, gonna cry just thinking about it. Because I ran, and this sounds so lame, but, like, I ran, like, 5Ks and did the racing circuit for a while.
Yeah.
And even as small as, like, a 5K, it's so nice to have somebody there that you know is there for you and on your team. And, like, I'm just gonna cry.
Yeah. Should do it with me.
I should. I want to.
It'd be so awesome.
It'd be so fun.
I'll do it just to do it. Yeah. Because
it'd be super rad. She's like, I'll go Iron Man.
I'll go to work tired.
It's Iron Man in Tulsa.
All night.
Like, oh, I had so no cool. idea.
And I know some. Well, I used to know. I used to hang out with runners and stuff a while ago. But people who did Iron Man and, like, the way they talk about him, it is like a physical feat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was living in. Before I met my husband. Steve. I guess I can call him Steve. I don't care. You guys know him. Before I met Steve and was... I don't know why I'm raising my hand either. I don't know. Hey! So, before I met my husband, I had a running group in South Carolina. And we went hiking every weekend and ran every week, you know, did all this stuff. And we were like, all right, Ironman. So, I had started training for an Ironman.
Oh my God.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not made for it. I'm surely not made for it now. But
that's, I don't think many people are made for it. Like,
when they advertise for Ironmans, they should just put, for when you don't want to have a good time.
Right? When you want to feel like you're dying.
Yeah. Right.
You want to know days. What death feels like?
This is it.
Dying.
It's this. However, I was just kind of internally laughing at myself because while we are here roasting the people going through this grueling thing, which we're never going to do, I'm trying to walk from Mexico to Canada. I'm like, that sounds like a
you're
good time.
Do a hiking version
but,
of an
but you're not running. You're,
I'm
you're not
running.
You're not swimming.
I'm just walking
you're not
for
riding
five
a
months.
Bike. And there's no, like, if you took, like, 4 months to run an Ironman, people
right.
would look at you funny.
You are correct. It's also yeah. not nearly as many miles. I'm just saying, like, I'm making fun of these people, but I'm about to go try to, like, live on the dirt for 5 months.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't make fun of them.
Well, I don't be, well, I'm not really making fun. I'm just like, man, I
right.
cannot.
I would not.
I will never be able to do that. Wow.
That's same. Like, just, so maybe making
wow.
fun is not the right term, but
oh
whatever it
God.
Is that we are doing is because the three of us could
oh
not do
God.
That.
Oh, God. Can you imagine us trying to do an Ironman?
No!
We get a mile in and just throw
I don't
up.
Think I would make it a mile!
We would, what was it? Puke.
We'd fuka.
Fuka.
We would nature spirit.
Make a nature spirit. All over that course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, my tummy hurts just thinking about it.
Yeah, I couldn't. I also thought it might be fun to be like, they have openings for kayak support people. And I'm like, my kayak hasn't left its shed in 2 years. I can do that. But I also then was like, I am a baby kayaker and probably shouldn't be responsible for people's safety out on the water. So I'm just going to catch you at the end.
And then we'll cry.
Okay.
And then later, oh days of, let you settle down, and then we'll go get pizza.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I like that.
We have some really exciting things to announce that we can't announce yet.
Oh, yeah, we got lots of stuff coming.
They're coming. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. I think we're starting to find our footing. Somebody's
yeah.
listening to us in Brussels.
Which is really interesting. How the hell did we get that?
I don't know. I don't
know
anybody
Hello
in Brussels.
Hello from Oklahoma.
Hello,
United
Brussels.
States.
Thank
what
you so
like
much.
Over there?
Somebody's listening in Russia.
I've always wanted
don't know
to
how that
Russia.
Happened. I don't know how people are finding us, but thank you so much for finding us.
Woohoo!
I appreciate
Yay.
It. If you can understand us through our hick-ass accents, thank you.
And the nonstop fucking laughing, like...
I feel like it brings a positive vibe into this sad, sad world.
Good fucking thing, because I can't stop.
Oh, I love it. So, eventually we'll get better at planning. Even today, we are so bad at planning. Oh
yes.
My God. Our goal was to get here early.
We got here...
On time, basically.
We got here basically on time. And we're still trying to get our stories together when Lily walked in the house.
I love it.
And I even hung out outside
oh,
for a little bit to
oh,
Derek. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
You didn't have to tell us that, right?
I wasn't telling y'all, I was telling them.
Oh, okay then.
Thank
so,
you to our wonderful viewers.
This has been the Morning Report.
Da, 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 da.